We've got some great tickets as we head towards the weekend. Friday night, it's ELO at the Tacoma Dome. And then Saturday, Santana and the Doobie Brothers at White River. And some great racing at the Evergreen Speedway. And we want to know what you do. We want to see something cool that you use for your job every day. And earlier this morning, we went above into the sky with a guy that's a cool helicopter pilot. Now we go below the water, John, with Lee. And Lee, he sent us a picture. He's standing next to a dive support rack, and he's in the full-on headgear and a body diving suit ready to go down. Good morning, Lee.
Morning. How's it going?
This is what you do for a living?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting changed out to get in the water today right now.
What do you do?
We remove invasive species out of the lakes in Lake Washington down in Seattle.
And cool. What are they? What are the invasive species?
The invasive species is milfoil and algae that grows here in the summer.
And then it gets on people's props and in their boats or whatever, and then they transport it to other lakes and stuff?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, so how do you get rid of algae? What, do you have a big vacuum? I mean, how do you do that?
It's this underwater gardening, pretty much. You get down there, you pull it with your hands, you bring it to surface, and put it in a bucket and take it to the dump.
You got, like, the classic. Did you have a question, John?
Well, that seems like... With all due respect, Lee, that just seems like you can't really get rid of all of that, could you? From one lake once it's in there,
It's hard to get all of it. We're hired on by private contractors right now to do properties, So we do private properties right now. But we're trying to get government jobs.
Do you stage it pretty close to the shoreline, or how deep do you get?
We get to like about 35, 40 feet sometimes.
And you're in the full-on helmet. It looks like you could go down several hundred feet in the outfit that you're in. How advanced is that helmet and everything? Do you got sound in there? Can you talk to people? Do you got music? What's going on?
Yeah, sometimes if the guy is nice, he'll play music for us. But normally it's just communication and light, video cameras, all that good stuff.
And will you go down for an hour at a time, or how long are you underwater at a time?
Oh, it just depends on depth. So if you're like under 25 feet, you have pretty much infinite bottom time, depending on your rebed dives and everything else that's been going on that day. So,
but what's the longest that you've spent underwater?
The longest I've spent is 4 hours.
4 hours nonstop underwater?
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's the weirdest thing you've seen walking along down there? I mean, I'm sure there's tires and weird things and other, but what's the strangest thing you've come across?
Not too strange of things yet, but Lime bikes. Seen a lot of Lime bikes underwater.
Yeah.
People throwing their bikes.
Lots of tires and trash that we pull out.
Yeah.
But
have you ever found something where you said, you know what, I'll take that? Ever take anything home?
No, not yet. Nothing good yet.
Nothing.
So I'm still up for that engagement ring that the wife threw into the water.
Yeah, that would be a good find.
That's what you want.
That would be.
Okay. Well, what do you want? You get to pick the tickets. ELO, Santana Doobies, or some racing at the Evergreen Speedway. What do you want to do?
I would love Santana, please.
Yeah, Santana and the Doobie Brothers Saturday night.
You are in. Thanks for your picture. Hold on, and we'll get you squared away before you put all that equipment on. What does all that equipment weigh?
The hat just weighs 35 pounds.
The helmet alone is 35 pounds?
Man.
Do you get a back rub every single night?
I wish.
Yeah, my neck would be killing me.
Yeah,
okay.
No kidding.
All right, well, hold on. Hold on, dude. He won't be pounding his head.
No head banging
at the concert. All right, we got more of those tickets. You pick the tickets. Just if you got a picture of something really cool that you work with and a good story that goes with it, you email us a picture of that. Brad and John at KISM.com. Include your phone number.
Brad and John. Coming back.
I'm done. I've had it.
KISM.